Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Belvieu, Houston. Now, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
So if you're 281-222, it doesn't matter what the final four digits are, you hate the McCullers and Correa deals. We've got multiples with that going on, and everybody hates the idea of paying either guy long-term. I'm kind of with you. I said all along, if you pay McCullers for 3 years, I'm good. If you pay Correa.
You just called them a country.
If you pay him for 25 or less for 5 years or less, maybe six, I'm good. That's it. That's as far as I'm going. If you need more than that, then you need to test the open market, because I'm not paying it. So with two in the books, one to go, we know that Lance McCullers has an extension. We know that Carlos Correa has turned down 6-120 from the Astros. We also know that Victor Oladipo is a member of the Miami Heat. We also know that Rockets fans aren't happy that in return for Victor Oladipo going to the Miami Heat, you get Avery Bradley, you get Kelly Olynyk, and you get the right to switch and flip first-round picks in a pick swap with the Heat. So you get Bubkis. So that puts the bow on the Harden deal. Essentially, you gave James Harden to the Nets for Milwaukee's first-round pick coming up, three of Brooklyn's picks coming up, and the right to swap first-round picks with the Heat next year. Yay, team.
Yeah, not too happy, not too exciting. Didn't expect much, but didn't expect that either. So an unfortunate situation. Now, I did see someone in the Twitch say less Alexander wouldn't have been this, you know, incompetent. But the reality is, Les Alexander was also able to lean on someone by the name of Daryl Morey. And so I don't know if that makes a difference in some of you eyes, but I would imagine having Daryl Morey as the general manager as opposed to Rafael Stone, who, again, I'm not trying to kill him just yet, but I do feel like he's still new and inexperienced. I'm not sure he can make all the moves that you would want him to. So, look, not exciting.
Let me say that again.
And it means that they're going to suck for the foreseeable future, but there's nothing you can do about it at this point.
You, for James Harden, you got Kelly Olynyk, who's going to go away at the end of the year and never be a factor for the Rockets. Avery Bradley, who's probably going to be bought out by the end of the month and never be a factor for the Rockets.
Well, it means a team option. I mean,
They're
not going to pick it up.
You get a pick swap with the Heat, which at the best case scenario allows you to move up about three or four spots in the late 20s in the first round. And you get three Brooklyn future picks, one Milwaukee future pick.
Or do you pick it up because it's so cheap? It's what, $5.9 million on that team option?
Well, you could pick him up and try and trade him, because I think there are teams that still believe, as a perimeter defender and a knockdown three-point shooter on a good team where he doesn't have to work to get his shots and good players get him open. I think that you could see that possibly. But if you're going to pay DJ Augustine $17 million, and you have to because it's guaranteed, and now it is guaranteed because you didn't move him before the deadline, you certainly aren't going to have DJ Augustine and Avery Bradley on your roster. So I think the chances are even less now you keep Avery Bradley.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's 5.9, so I'm not going to be shocked if they don't pick up that team option either. But it doesn't make anything exciting for me as a Rockets fan. So, and there's nothing else
so
that tells me that they're going to be able to make any moves anytime soon.
So tons of moves other than the Rockets moves in the NBA. I think the consensus, without a doubt, is that Rockets fans are just so disgusted with where this went from where they thought it was going when James was being shopped.
Yep.
I had said all, overall, too, that I don't know why you appeased both Oladipo and Harden, trading him where they wanted to go. And you had to have been able to get a better offer for especially Harden somewhere else that would have helped you more, and you could care less about what James thought about it. But instead, this is the hand you're left to hold as the Rockets continue to now go forward.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many other bad teams right now. I feel like they're in a better position than the Rockets. You look at Orlando, they gave up Aaron Gordon, but they got a first-round pick. You look at the Oklahoma City Thunder, they've got 34 projected draft picks over the course of 7 years, 17 of which in the first round, 17 of which in the second round. You just look at some of these other teams that know that they're bad and they're trying to get assets and become a better team and be in rebuild mode. You would think that the Rockets would be better along. But look, this goes back to the point we were making about Daryl Morey. I mean, Daryl Morey didn't really leave much room for them to do anything. They got fleeced. They gave up their picks. And you're starting to see them pay for it now.
I have a request.
Sure.
And tell me if it's too much to ask. Can I just request that Tillman Fertitta write a new book that's called Shut Up and Listen, We Suck, and that's what I had planned on all along, that for the foreseeable future, we're going to rebuild and suck.
Well, it may get to the point where he might be forced to just say it. Like, part of me thinks that he's such a... Look, the guy's been in the service industry and the hotel industry.
They're taking it in the shorts.
Okay. He's a sales guy, though. Salespeople don't admit stuff like that.
Well, your GM doesn't either, and your coach didn't either, and your coach evidently bought into the bill of goods that he was going to have different players on his team that he got stuck with.
Like I said, that's why I think he might admit when it gets to the point where it's just so obvious that they're just not
If naive Rockets fans just did what his book said, shut up and listen, we're competing for a championship, and then you lose 20 games in a row, and you lose the Harden trade, and this is what you're left with? How good a listening job does it matter that we did when you should have just shut up with the talk about them being competing for championships?
You're really mad about that.
God, it pisses me off.
I mean, for me, it's...
I love this team, man, and they're going to suck. I felt bad for the Texans. I feel horrible now for the Rockets.
He's still saying we're competing for... Now he can't.
Now after 20 losses. Well, that's why he hasn't said anything. When's the last time you heard Tillman Fertitta talk?
He doesn't talk.
If Rafael Stone has to talk, here again, Nick, this is why I wish we were in New York or Chicago or L.A. We know Easterby's never going to get in front of that mic at a press conference.
It wouldn't be
but
a good
move. But if Rosetta Stone gets his ass in front of that microphone, I want at least one reporter to say, are you satisfied with what you got in the James Harden trade when at the end of the day, this is what it comes down to? Are you telling me that you took Victor Oladipo for the long-term future of this franchise, or did you have to do it because of financial means? I want some tough questions asked. Just like we wanted them for the Texans, I want them for the Rockets. I want real answers. Now, the even tougher one is, when you took over as general manager this year, you told everyone that this team is still competing for a championship. Can you honestly say that now? Because you can't. And because if you ask him if he got it enough for James Harden, the honest answer is, you didn't. And if anything other than you're trying to save money comes out of his mouth when it comes to why you took Oladipo as opposed to LeVert and Allen, even if Allen walked at the end of the year and you couldn't re-sign him, Caris LeVert alone could have been the centerpiece of a trade that people would have accepted because he's good. And you had him for 2 years at a reasonable price after this season. He already won a game for Indiana coming off of the unfortunate operation he had to have to get his health back. Caris LeVert's a player. The fact that you got nothing for the Harden trade in terms of a player you can build around, and you have to rely on picks going the right way and getting the picks right just to have a chance, it blows.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I don't even know what else to add to this situation at this point other than it absolutely sucks, and you're going to be having a probably going to have a sorry Rockets team next year and the year following. So, I mean, I don't know what else you can say about this situation. I mean, there's nothing good about the Rocket situation at this point other than the fact that they're going to suck, and you just better hope that Christian Wood wants to stay and continues to develop.
Well, he's under contract for 2 more years. But here's the thing.
Wood sucked last night, by the way. He didn't even do that well.
No, but here's the light at the end of the tunnel, Nick. Here I am. I'm all about seeing the bright side of things, as I always am. And so for Rockets fans, I'm going to give you the bright side. All right? You've taken it in the shorts so much so that you can't even wear them in public anymore. There's so many holes in them. But the good news is, this after this season, in two more years, all at the same time, you will have rid yourself of the John Wall contract, of the Eric Gordon contract, and of the Christian Wood contract. You will have a boatload of money if you don't screw it up. So it's as we said all along, the rebuild is going to be 3 to 5 years. Get on the 3 bandwagon, baby, because that's what it's going to take.
It's going to take some time. And I think I'm all Rockets and NBA out for this.
Me too.
Almost 2 hours of this talk.
Me too.
Pretty much done with all this. So let's move on. We can talk about the Cougs. They're going to face Syracuse, although we're probably going to spend a little bit more time on that tomorrow. Also, Justin Bieber is spreading the good word.
In the prisons.
We'll talk about that more on the press box.
You know what I want to talk about before anything else? We'll talk about the fact that if you need your brakes fixed, there's only one place to go. It's New Brakes. NUBrakes.com. NUBrakes, B-R-A-K-E-S.com. It's the only place to go. Why do I say that? Well, it's simple. Because everybody's trying to get vaccinated, and they just opened up the vaccination process to everyone. But until everybody does get vaccinated, do you really want to sit in a waiting room at a brake shop for hours on end until they fix your car and be uncomfortable and watch what they put on their television? Or would you rather sit in your living room with a beverage of your choice and some chips, watching TV, working out, doing something in the yard, knowing that right there in your own garage or driveway, they're going to fix your brakes. The prices are absolutely competitive. The work that they do is absolutely phenomenal. And from a time-saving and comfort and convenience standpoint, it doesn't get any better than New Brakes. They come to you. They do everything that they do. And you can do whatever you're doing until they're done. You can let them in, give them the keys to the car, get it all set up, crash on the couch, take a nap, watch TV, watch a game, do something in the yard, do whatever you got to do. But at the end of the day, they're going to do a great job putting brand new brakes on your car. They only do brakes. They could do other things, but they're focused on brakes. So they're focused on exactly what you need done. Not trying to upsell you and tell you, hey, while we're at it, we could do this and do that, and you could need this and do that. No, they're talking about your brakes. And if you need your brakes done, why wouldn't you have someone come to you from a convenience standpoint instead of you going to them and dealing with all the variables they put on the table? You let them come to you and do a great job. Check them out today. You're going to be glad you did. They're good people, and they're doing great things, and they're doing it at your own house. It's newbrakes.com, NUBrakes.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the program. It is the Press Box. Nick and myself in this new time slot, which is our original time slot, which is a time slot we really like and enjoy, and you guys seem to be doing great with it, as well as the conversation is good. The comments are better. Even text messages seem to be decent. So lots of good stuff, and it's only going to get better. As Nick and I have already talked about ways to even keep improving the show and adding things to it. We love suggestions from you guys. Not that we ever take them. Just ask Dr. Dre. As we continue to roll through topics of the show. Just to kind of briefly go over who got better at the trade deadline, in case you missed it. But it does look like Orlando is completely selling out to rebuild. They've cleared Aaron Gordon, Evan Fournier, and others, as they are just going to look to get it the higher draft picks they can. The young guys they got in return from Denver for Aaron Gordon include a young high school player, RJ Hampton, who has a lot of potential. They got a first-round pick. They got Gary Harris, who was a pretty good role player for the Nuggets. So they got some things. The Nuggets are completely going for it. They added JaVale McGee. They added Aaron Gordon. to an already potent team and lineup. So they're going to give it a go. Celtics got Evan Fournier for 2 second-round picks because they had a massive trade exception. So they're going to hope that he becomes this year's version of Gordon Hayward, and they turn it around to get better. Nick Vucevic, the all-star center from the Magic, is also gone, going to the Chicago Bulls. As he's going to Chicago, as the Bulls don't look to be rebuilding now. They look to be going for it right now, trying to make a push to get in the playoffs and do something. So putting around Zach LaVine and Lauri Markkanen, they have Nick Vucevic. They've added him to the mix so that they can get better. They also are adding Mo Wagner, Michigan alum that was with the Washington Wizards, along with Troy Brown. So they're trying to get better in Chicago now, which is kind of surprising, but that's what's going on. And that's about it. I mean, other than that, there was a lot of talk. Not a lot happened. Kyle Lowry did not get moved. Now you're going to have to start watching the buyout market, because now guys like Andre Drummond, J.J. Redick, LaMarcus Aldridge, they're going to be out there. And the good teams are going to get better trying to get them. That's good. I said all along to you, Nick, and I stand by this. Wherever Andre Drummond goes, he could determine who wins the championship this year. If he goes to the Lakers are legit back-to-back champions for the NBA. If he goes to the Nets, because J.J. Redick's going to the Nets in my mind. If J.J. goes to the Nets, Blake Griffin's with the Nets, on top of the three they already got there, and Joe Harris and some good role players, Nets are probably going to win it all.
So you think that much of an X factor, huh?
I think Drummond is the big X factor. JJ's good, but he's not having a great. Someone said JJ Redick got traded to the Mavs. I have not seen that.
I have not seen the update on that. We've been talking basketball so much, I haven't been looking back. I've been looking at Adrian Wojnarowski's Twitter.
Now, if that's true, two people are saying that. If that's true, the rumor I had heard, and through multiple sources I was told, Redick was kind of staying at home, told to stay away. He was going to get bought out, and he was going to immediately go to the Nets. If he went to the Mavs, okay, then that doesn't. But again, the Nets didn't have to have him because they already have Joe Harris. But it would have been nice to get another shooter because Landry Shamet is inexperienced and isn't as consistent as you'd like. But Drummond could determine the whole thing. If Drummond decides he wants to go to the Nets, that's big. Yeah. If he goes to the Lakers alongside AD and LeBron, that's big.
Yeah, it's big, and I think it's going to be between the Nets and the Lakers anyway. It's pretty predictable in the NBA. I mean, you might have a sneaker team here and there, a sneaking type of team. Now that the Clippers have given up on Lou Williams, to be honest with you, I'm not sure where that puts them. So I still kind of think it's between the Lakers and the Nets anyway. So
you don't put the Clips in there?
Not right now, no.
Sixers?
Mm-mm. Okay. I don't. I still think it's between the Lakers and the Nets. That's just me personally. So was there anything else? Did we miss? Before we move on, we can clarify the whole J.J. Redick thing, but I want to move on from this whole basketball situation. We can circle back. And the latest in terms of the Rockets is the Victor Oladipo deal. He got moved to Miami, didn't get much in return, and we talked a lot about that in the first and the second hour. So you can probably catch up on that on podcast if you wish to do that. In non-sports news, it looks like Justin Bieber is spreading the word of the God out in California, which was amazing to me because I was watching these stories about him being like either in his RV or on this boat somewhere. But my whole funny thing about the whole Justin Bieber situation is this fool is literally going straight from vacation to charitable work. And then they're giving him all this love. Like he's like this, you know, this guy that's spreading the word of the God, but he's in his RV straight off of vacation. They're literally letting his RV into the building. And he's got a pastor with him. So is it him spreading the word of the God, or is it Justin, or is it the pastor? But that's an interesting storyline I figured that we could talk about as well. I don't know what the hell Justin Bieber is doing these days.
So I've seen it from the Dallas Morning News now, thanks to T-Stomp on Twitch. Dallas Morning News reporting in a late deadline deal, Dallas gets J.J. Redick and Nicolo Melli from the Pelicans in exchange for black belt James Johnson and Wes Iwundu to the Pelicans. Dallas also gives up a second-round pick in the deal. So I said that if he was bought out, he was going to the Nets. Well, he's going to the Mavs. So the Mavs look at it. The Mavs realize to be relevant in the West right now, you had to do something, and then you got to hope for more. They were actually trying to get Andre Drummond in a trade as well. Now, if Drummond somehow has a change of heart and wants to go to the Mavs, and you put Redick and Drummond with the unicorn and Luka, it's not bad either. I don't know if that's enough to win it, But we'll see. So Mark Cuban has said, we wanted shooting. We think JJ will not only help spread the court, but he's going to be an amazing teacher for our young guards as well. So JJ Redick is not going to the buyout market. JJ Redick is going to the Mavs. Good pickup. So I think it's a good pickup for the Mavs.
Yeah, I think it is too.
All right, so appreciate you guys helping us out on that deal that I did not catch that still hasn't hit Twitter. So you think about it, Nick. I mean, Denver got better. They're going for it. I'm not worried about Chicago. No matter what they did, they're not, even with Zach LaVine, they're not good enough to compete in the East. To me, the East still comes down to, okay, if you had to pick, let's do this. If it comes down to two teams in each conference right now, who's it coming down to? Eastern Conference, I say Nets, Bucks.
I like the addition of the Sixer with the
George Hill.
Yeah, I like the Sixers addition. I don't know if it's going to be the. I'd probably say. I'd agree with you. I would say the Bucks and the Nets on the East, and then I would say the Lakers. I have to put the Clippers in, but I don't think they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna be the scary team out of the West.
I think they're under the radar right now.
But they're still.
I think
talented.
Rondo helps them,
even though they lost Lou Williams, who's an absolute pure scorer for that team. I think Rajon Rondo sees the floor well,
and he's a coach on the floor.
Yeah, and it looked like he was on a decline there, but then when he went to the Lakers, he showed that he can still play and be an asset on a team. So I think he could definitely add. I think he can definitely be a good addition to the team. But if I had to pick, those would be my four teams for sure.
I'm with you. Lakers, Clippers in the West. Outside, okay, sleeper, outside shot in the West. Denver or Utah? Am I wrong?
Denver or Utah. Denver, they added Gordon. I don't know if that makes them that much better.
You giving Portland love because of Norman Powell?
I'd probably pick Denver. No, I'd pick Denver over. No, I'd pick Denver over those three teams.
Denver over Utah. See, now you're with me. The big thing I kept saying is, as much people have jumped on the Utah bandwagon, and they did add another shooter, the big thing is Utah's got to prove it to be in the playoffs. I don't care what you can have the best record in the NBA in the regular season. You can be the Utah Jazz storming through the NBA with all the things that they did leading up to the All-Star break. My whole thing is, till they win some playoff series, I got no faith in the Utah Jazz. I think the sleeper team's the Denver Nuggets. I think they got better. Don't forget they have Michael Porter Jr. They got a deep team. They got better. And they would be the sleeper. Portland, Dallas, and they're trying. So I'm with you. East, I go Bucks Nets. West, Clips Lakers. Nothing changes. All right. Hopefully you guys nothing changes either. We're going to be back with the final half hour of the program next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Press Box ESPN.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of the program on the NBA trade deadline Thursday portion of the week.
I'm done talking basketball.
I am too.
I don't think you are, but I'm done.
No, we've annihilated it, told you everything that you needed to know, and we know how upset most of you rational Rockets fans are.
Yeah.
So someone did say, though, to me, do you really think the Bucks are contenders? No, I don't. I don't think they're winning the East, but I think they're better than the Sixers. So that's why when I asked the question, which two teams in each conference, I put the Bucks in there because I don't think that Embiid and Simmons have shown me enough that they can carry a team. I think that the Bucks have enough good role players now, and they've upgraded in some areas. They can get to the conference finals. No one's beaten the Nets, in my opinion. And it comes down to Nets and Lakers to me. And that's why I think if Drummond goes to either team, he's the difference maker. We shall see. By the way, Blake Griffin dunked in his first game, Nick, so Charlie can suck it. He said that Blake was done and he was just a shill in a shell. Guess what? You're wrong, Charlie. I'm right yet again.
So what did the Bears do with this tweet? They're trying to aggravate their fan base?
Yeah. I don't know if they were trying to, appease their fan base. I was telling you this during the break. The Chicago Bears, for some ungodly reason, and you tell me if you were a Bears fan, and if you were, Nick, I'd hate you forever. But if you were just hypothetically a Bears fan, and you saw a tweet last night, a picture of Andy Dalton in full Bears uniform with the only tweet caption with it, QB1.
It almost seems like you're trying to aggravate your fan base when you tweet something like that. You know the quarterback situation. You hear the rumors about the Bears pursuing the likes of Deshaun Watson despite all Russell the sexual Wilson. Allegations. We talked about the Russell Wilson situation. We talk about the desperate situation that the front office is in, and then their PR goes out, or their social media staff goes out and tweets out a picture of Andy Dalton that says QB1. I don't know what's dumber. But
just ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, if you're a Bears fan, that's supposed to make you feel good. They were a week ago, they were out trying to buy Russell Wilson jerseys.
Or do they know something we don't know? Like, they're trying to warm up to the fan base. Like, look, man, we're not going to get anybody better than Andy Dalton. So he's QB1. So get used to it. Okay? Maybe it's kind of like a soft, like they're trying to soften the blow that, you know what, we're really not going to get anything. We're probably going to have a terrible quarterback, and he's probably going to be the number. I don't know. I just don't think that's a smart move if you're the PR team, especially when the quarterback position is still in question. I thought that was super interesting.
Yeah, so that was dumb. The Texans are supposed to be interested in Sammy Watkins. If you're Sammy Watkins, why are you interested in the Texans?
I have no idea. Remember, Sammy Watkins was a guy that was supposed to be a victim going into their second run at the title. Like, they thought that after they won that first Super Bowl that he would be a victim of budget cuts. This is pre-pandemic. Somehow, some way, they were able to re-sign the guy. Now, they weren't able to win the Super Bowl against the Tampa Bay Bucks, obviously. But I don't know why he would want to come here either. And he's a guy that I like. But at the same time, he's also a guy I feel like that you don't want him to even be your number two option. I think he's really better off with a super dynamic quarterback that knows how to use multiple options, like either number three or a number four. That's just my personal opinion. For a while, he was super injury prone as well. Had the ankle and foot issues. I think back when he was in with the Bills. He's since kind of gone over that, but he does still kind of have that injury-prone label. So I wouldn't want Sammy Watkins right now. I don't see what,
I don't see him wanting to come here.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're going for the money, you're not coming here because they're giving short-term deals at low dollar value for all the veterans that they're signing. If you're going to win, you're not coming here. And I get it that you won a Super Bowl, and so you've got a ring, but then you're probably trying on the last couple years of your contract trying to get paid. You're not going to get paid here. So the fact that the Texans are also competing within their own division, the Colts and Titans are also interested in him. If you're Sammy Watkins, why are you taking the Texans over the Colts or the Titans? And when you at least know who's going to be throwing you the football and two solid guys in Indy and or, you know, Carson Wentz, at least in his past, has been solid.
Yeah.
As opposed to the big question mark in Houston.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
I wouldn't want to come here. I don't know. Maybe it's more enticing for Kansas City, the team. Maybe they think that they can get something good in return for him or something. I don't know what the situation is there.
Now, if you heard John and Lance talking, the only update we'll give you on the Deshaun Watson front is that the latest accusations that were reported with Deshaun Watson are going to be possibly the messiest and the ones that could do the most damage. As John and Lance were talking this morning, they were talking about the fact that the latest was Jane Doe filed complaint that basically said that Deshaun found her again on Instagram, that she was upfront with him that she didn't specialize in massage. She specialized in personal training and then muscle relief after working out. He said
He doesn't want to give up on reaching out to these women on the gram, huh? He likes it on the gram. Maybe he should start using Snap where the messages disappear after 24 hours. You know what I mean?
Because then
there's no trail.
To the house. He put her in the movie room. He came in with a towel on. Then he ends up on his back with the towel off. Then he ends up, same thing, pushing the unit on her. Only this time the unit already had substance on it.
Oh, no.
Then she left a trail that's going to be very important. The minute it was over and she shut it down and she left, she started texting her friend and her mom about how much this was not what she signed up to do, how disgusted she was, how bothered she was. Now there's an electronic trail of the fact that she was totally against this. He then continued to reach out to her to try and
apologize? Or did he just like nothing happened?
This is the one that could actually go from civil to...
You think so?
I think this would have... This could. Yeah.
I felt like one of the first two was... I mean, if you could prove that's enough.
But as we said, all it takes is one. So
right.
Regardless of which one it is, it's not getting clearer and prettier for Deshaun by the day. I think we're up to, 16 now? We've heard it could go 22 to 24.
Yeah.
And all it takes is one.
Yeah, that's just...
To your point, there should be no teams right now that are interested in trading for Deshaun Watson.
There shouldn't be. But, I mean, what they're saying is they're going to hold off and wait for details to come out and due diligence and blah, 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 blah. Ultimately, they have to wait on the... Really, not the NFL. They really need to wait on the HPD and their findings. Because even if the NFL does come out and find something, the worst that can happen is, boom, you suspend them. There's a lot of teams that are willing to take Deshaun Watson while he's suspended. In the event that it doesn't go to a criminal status. So if the HPD doesn't really find anything, or nothing is brought to the light in terms of a criminal status, the NFL does their investigation. They say, you know what? Because of what we found, we think Deshaun Watson should miss 6 games. Well, then people will just accept the fact that he doesn't play for 6 games. Even if it's an entire season, they'll say, you know what? Well, Deshaun Watson won't play this year. We'll know what we get with him next year. So I don't see anything the teams that are interested in Deshaun Watson being able to do unless HPD can clear his name in terms of criminal status, and then we can go from there. The NFL probably will come down with some sort of sanction, I would imagine, just to kind of, you know, set an example or prove
it's
a point.
It's one thing because you could try and say it was accidental that he brushed up against her. It's another thing when, as Dre...
It's not accidental when you have this many number of cases.
As Dr. Dre on 290 put it, he already secreted... Before she touched,
that's crazy.
It. So there again. Now you're talking about more.
I thought the whole point was, I mean, if you were that person, you wanted her to help you with that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that the whole point? But you didn't even use her to help you with that because you already got that before you got to her. Like, it's so weird. His situation is so weird.
I'm not saying anything more than I've said in the past, but when you have actual massage people available 24/7 for you to get actual massages for your muscles, that's what you do. If you have a fetish, which obviously he does, if you have a role-playing thing you want to play out, find someone else that you can work your deals without, that you are doing your deal, whatever that might be, pay for play or not. And if you want them to bring a massage table and wear a white robe and play the part, and work it out, fine, that's on you. But the fact that you were so careless, this was such your thing, and you didn't see how much harm it could bring to everyone involved, including your career, it's on you, bro.
Here's the two things that pop out of my, that come to me in this situation now. Number one, obviously the number of women that are being filed, whether they're, you know, outlying or telling the truth, it's still a pretty high number. The other thing is, it's really all these women basically through one lawyer. Like, you see any of these other high profile cases like Cosby or anything, when it's several women, it's usually multiple lawyers representing several women. So this lawyer's got maybe 8 to 10 of them, and this lawyer is representing 8 to 12 women. That's how it was in the Cosby case. In this particular case, it's one lawyer representing every single one of these complaints. So I think that's odd. I'm not saying it's makes it an entire lie, but I do think that's super, super odd. And then the other thing, which I mentioned first, is just the sheer number of women that's coming out with complaints just totally works against you. But
Wouldn't you also just work it out with your girlfriend? She's hot. Just say, hon, I got a thing for massage.
I don't
can
use
we
that.
Set up a massage table at the crib and you come in with a robe on and some hot oil? And
Because guys like him need it more often than not. That's why I think. And I don't think she's around. She's a person that's successful. Okay. And she's always working. And I'm not saying it's excuse, but just because you have a hot girlfriend, it doesn't mean the athlete's not going to cheat on you. Your hotness is what's going to
true.
It's not what's going to keep.
But if
them
you're
from
willing to
you.
Do that, and it's been discussed, he may be willing to keep you around because of on the devil's advocate side.
Clearly, the guy is getting rejected a lot.
Where is he going, or what is he doing that he's getting rejected a lot?
If any of these women are telling the truth, he's the
but
guy
he's not
that
trying
gets rejected.
To date him, Nick. This is where the women think they're going there to perform a legitimate business service, and he's thinking that they're going there to do a lot of other servicing.
Right. So my point is, the guy's clearly getting rejected a lot. He's not getting as much as you think. Like, I mean, if that was the case, I mean, if that was the case, that, you know. You know, like if she was satisfying all his needs, then he probably wouldn't need it. Obviously, he has a lot of needs. And I get it's a class action attorney. I understand that. Muscles. But there's a lot of times when there's that many women, there's just two. One lawyer can only handle so many cases. So they spread it out. It happens
he has
a lot.
Chris or Paul's sometimes, hamstrings in his
or
glutes.
Sometimes women will go to a different attorney. They go to a different attorney than the ones that the other women complain to. I understand that he's a class action.
Although usually, oh no, no. Here's what I'd say to that: strength in numbers. I could go get my own attorney, but it's like a class action lawsuit.
That's what I just said. You can get your own attorney. You can have 10 women that go to one attorney, and you can have another three more women that come out of what works and go to another attorney.
Do you think that the remaining 10 to 12?
Like, look at the Cosby situation. There was multiple attorneys.
Right. Yeah. So you think that the remaining 10 to 12, are they better off? Are they better suited getting their own attorney, or do they jump in with Busby?
I don't know. Maybe they have their own relationship with their own attorney. Maybe they got recommended a different attorney. You know, you don't know. And it, like I said, just because it's one attorney doesn't mean it makes it super odd or discredits anybody. That's not my point. But you do see in high-profile cases there's multiple attorneys representing multiple women.
Now,
it happens a lot.
This is where it won't happen. But if you were smart, if they were smart, it would happen. Busby should get together with any and all of the other attorneys and create a super team like the OJ defense case.
Yes, I could see that happening.
That would
sure.
be smart, but Busby's ego won't let him do that, I don't think.
That I actually don't. I wouldn't. I don't disagree with that because the guy, he's clearly a. He probably wants all these cases for himself, or he just plans on not working with the team and just working with the girls that he's working with. I don't know what the case is, but it's just not.
Here's the other question for you, Nick.
It's just not smart for Deshaun to be doing all this stuff on Instagram and then continuing to do so, even though the allegations was brought up to him. The guy is just not too smart, man.
That's right. Because here's the other thing. My question to you then becomes: if there's 22 to 24 possible. That are thinking about filing charges. How many more are there that aren't, right? That he did the same thing to and just went along with it. How many more are there? Because you can't tell me it ends at 22 to 26.
You don't think so?
I don't. That's bad. And just like you said, if your girl's not getting it for you or doing it for you and you're going out here to do this, what's to say that because you got money, you got all the resources need... And obviously, out of town is not a detriment. I can fly you in. What's to say that he wasn't doing this a whole hell of a lot more than 22 to 26?
And I remember we were talking about this at Over Under. I said, what do you think his number is going back to his Clemson days where he was the man on campus? And the number I threw out there to you and Tyler was what?
100. 100. Yep.
If this is the meaning, we're talking just in the past 6 months. Look at the number of women we've talked about just in the past 6 months.
Look at the one he didn't scrub his Twitter account. High school, college.
So he could have easily, bro. It could easily break a hundo.
So then as much as I want to crap on the way the tactics Busby's used, when Busby makes the comment, he's done this so many times, don't you think he's forgotten? That goes back to what you said even before we went to Over Under Sports Bar last week, which is, maybe he doesn't remember all of them.
No, he doesn't because, dude, even masseuses say this. Massage therapists say this all the time. It is not uncommon that you try different massage therapists so you can find the one that works for you the best. But when you're trying 10, 15, 20 different ones, then it draws the red flag. Are you really trying different? All those massage therapists with all the money that your money, you can buy the best massage therapist in the world, or at least in Texas. And you're trying to tell me none of them has satisfied your needs? It's starting to tell you he wanted variety. He wanted different. He wanted different flavors. That's what it tells me. Now, if you said I tried 5 different massage therapists and I settled on 2, maybe 3, that's actually more reasonable. This guy's tried like 20 of them.
Okay, but here's where I'm going to say this one more time. When the team is supplying 4 different massage therapists, we've already talked about when players make demands like James Harden with the Rockets on the player front and otherwise, they appease you. If you go to the management and say, hey, I appreciate you supplying 4 massage therapists for the team, but really I haven't found one that really gets it done for me, don't you think that the team would be like, well, what are you looking for?
Tell me more.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Yes, that's such a good point. I'm sure wouldn't the Rockets do something like that? Let's say Harden was, he's like, dude, I don't like any of the massage therapists you have. Jerry, Terry, and Kerry all suck. I don't want to deal with all of them. The Rockets, or Daryl Morey, or Tad Brown at the time, or whoever the case, they would have went out. They would have went on the internet. They would have made some phone calls and said, hey, who do you have?
Who's the best you got?
In your Rolodex, that's a massage therapist that will deal with a guy like James Harden.
James, we got five lined up for you. Your next five massages. Try these different five. Tell us who you think.
But Deshaun Watson took the initiative to make all these calls and all these messages because he wanted to.
Because that's what I said. He's trying to make it sound like his ass muscles and his groin are like Chris Paul's hamstring, when in fact it was being dictated by something.
And look, there's
totally
nothing wrong. If you want to go out and message people on Instagram to get some ass and be successful, that's cool. Just don't force them to do anything or don't have them complain about it, because guess what? That's a high number of people saying you forced them to do something that they didn't want to do or didn't feel comfortable about doing.
No doubt. All right, we're going to continue. We got one segment to go on the show. We're going to wrap it up next, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It is the Press Box. It's ESPN. On top, never coming down.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real. Let's go. Fun. Sports. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Poor Marine wanted to know on Twitch why everybody wants to go after Tony Busby. Because he lied.
I thought he was talking about Deshaun.
Because he's slimy. Because he shows you pictures of him getting out of his Bentley at the airport because he wants you to think he's rich and cool. We already knew he was rich.
I just call him an attention whore, and I think that's safe.
He's supposed to be representing these poor women that were abused, and all of his first social media posts were all about an extension of his mayoral candidacy when he talks about, my dad was a meat cutter. My mom drove a school bus. I am an ex-Marine. Okay, we knew all that when you were running against Sylvester Turner. We don't need to know about that now. We need to know, what do you got against it with these cases against Deshaun Watson?
And he doesn't want to really reveal that, because obviously if he reveals that, then that gives the opportunity to Rusty Harden to kind of expose any of the, prove whether or not these cases are true or untrue. And that's the reason why they haven't revealed. I believe that part. I believe in the fact that Rusty Harden requested some of the names of the plaintiffs and he didn't reveal that yet. Because he probably doesn't have to, and it's strategy. So Rusty Harden lies
all the time. He lives across the street from Cal McNair, but then he says in a press conference, "I don't even know what the guy looks like." Bull crap.
he is lying. The guy,
you're engaged to a chick who is the best friend of Cal McNair's niece, and they go to weddings and things like that. You don't know who he is. You don't know who the Houston Texans are, and you don't follow them. Yet you bought billboards that they should draft your beloved John Manziel from the Aggies. Stop lying and focus on what the focus should be, which is these victims. Make your case, bro. We know you live in River Oaks. We know you make money. I don't care.
I didn't know Tony Busby had this woman come to, she was accused of damaging three paintings and two sculptures in his home.
Oh, the paint. Well, the one chick, cause she dumped wine on him. She was ticked off at a party. Then he said that someone broke into his house and stole all of his artwork, too. And that was missing for a long time. I don't know if he ever got it back.
Layman is accused of pouring liquid onto paintings, tearing paintings off the
red
wall,
wine,
and throwing sculptures across the room, according to Harris County documents. The resulting damage cost at least $300,000. And this was at his River Oaks home. Oh, my God. She looks like a mess. I didn't know about all this. But, no, I mean, clearly... Well, that's, God, she looks messy. Sorry, that wasn't nice to say, but geez, he was dealing with some issues. She probably was hammered, but he is an attention whore, and I totally believe everything you say about that. There's no way he lives in that neighborhood and has no idea who Cal McNair is or what he looks like. And we talk about the Manziel situation and the fact that he wanted them to draft him and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to pile on Busby. If anything, I was piling on Deshaun. And I was just trying to tell the guy to get off of Instagram. And I'm pretty sure Rusty Harden probably told him to do the same thing.
Because
you're documenting everything that you want to do.
Our boy P. Randizzle with a good question.
What'd he say?
You think if this Watson thing goes deep enough, it's probably a bad choice of words. If this Watson thing goes deep enough, You think Dabo and Clemson start getting nervous about NCAA questions? Well, don't think that as part of this deal, they're going to see how far back this behavior has gone.
I can see a little concern. I mean, ask Les Miles.
That's a great point, Nick, because you don't think that it's going to factor in and that people are going to be held accountable if they found out you knew this was going on?
Or, worse yet,
if you appeased him by getting the masseuses for him?
Oh, yeah, that would be really bad. And look, we've had in the past at the collegiate level where the coaches are kind of involved in providing, I don't want to put Patino's name in it, but at least he was aware of some of the women that were going on campus.
There was strippers going to the players.
I don't want to officially say he provided the strippers, but I'm just trying to say he had knowledge.
Well,
so
he says it was his director of basketball operations.
Yeah, well, please. No.
Well, here's the other thing, too.
The worst situation would be if he helped get that massage therapist or he helped get that prostitute or he helped get that stripper.
When we say that, we talk about Clemson. Let's go back to the fact that you guys, when we were at Over Under Sports Bar on Friday, when we said, hey, someone didn't scrub all of Deshaun's tweets, here's a tweet that says about getting a massage under the bleachers, and we wondered if it was at Clemson, and you and Aaron started doing the math and said it was back to his high school days. Don't think they're not going back all the way there if they have to or they want to.
Yeah. I mean, if someone wanted to at least make them look bad, maybe not from a legal standpoint, but just wanted to at least make them look bad.
Behaviorally, it's to point out that this is a habit. This is what he's been doing. This is his thing, and it's been his thing for a long time.
I mean, I think that's the exact reason why he deleted that tweet from 2012. That's the exact reason why. I'm pretty sure he forgot about that tweet. He didn't even know about that massage tweet at all. He probably completely forgot about it. It just shows the pattern. All right, we're about to get out of here, and I know Lorenzo's been holding patiently, and I don't want to forget about him. Lorenzo, you are on the press box. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm going to try to touch on this real quickly, but it goes to the people who are a little bit confused as to why he didn't go with his wife or why he didn't go with an easier service than what he did. My theory, this is just my theory, is that she's the type of person who just demands the excitement of what he can't have or what he's not supposed to have, the conquering factor, if you will. That's best choice of words I can use right now. And really the reason why I key in on that is with this last thing, with a personal trainer, let him know, I'm not a masseuse, I'm a personal trainer. But in his mind, yeah, but I'm Deshaun, and if I get you over here in the right setting, which will be a massage setting, and I can put the right words on you, that sense of accomplishment will make the experience that much better in his mind. I'm not saying yay or nay. I think that it's just a perversion. So that's just my theory on it. And then being on a team with a girlfriend already, you already have to miss out on probably half the activity that goes on inside the locker room anyway, as far as stuff that can get out. But, you know, so I just think that that's the reason, one of the reasons why he's going this masseuse route where people can't figure out why are you going on Instagram for these. Well, it's because I'm not supposed to have the Instagram model. Because the Instagram model is supposed to be outside of my league, minus the fact that I'm an athlete. But the Instagram models are, you know, they're only supposed to be for beauty, for look only. But if I can get actual interaction, it enhances the experience for me that much more. That's just my thoughts on it, just part I think it might contribute to it. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Have a great day.
Thanks, Lorenzo. Appreciate it, man. The other thing is that came up on Late Hits last night. If you're not a licensed massage therapist and you're going to provide that service, but you're not licensed to do it, then you're not in the right either. You're not supposed to be able to do that.
I don't think you have to be licensed to provide massages. I think it's better, right?
And Houston Media Critic actually tweeted too. They said, as someone who said that they are a masseuse called into Late Hits last night, it's not a legitimate business service if they aren't licensed. If they perform massages without a license, they can be heavily fined or go to jail. Well, then there's that as a factor in the cases, but it still doesn't excuse him from doing what he did, and it seems like multiple times. So we'll see how it all plays out.
Okay.
Tomorrow's another day, Nick. It's a Friday. We'll have some fun, and I'm sure none of this is going away, so there'll be plenty to talk to. And there'll be, I guess, more after effects for the Rockets, who then take on the Timberwolves trying to lose to a team that's trying to lose as bad as they are.
Do you think like no one's going to watch that now? Like now that the trade deadline is like,
no,
do you
it's
have
the Suck Bowl tomorrow night? Is the Suck Bowl if they don't play the Magic again?
It doesn't affect viewership.
They got a doubleheader with the Wolves. They better lose both games, otherwise. All right. Before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I've been telling you about them on an almost daily basis. If you're looking to feel like you once felt and thought that you'd never felt to feel like that again, whether it be in the boardroom, the bedroom, or the weight room, the only place to go is Apollo Men's Health. Dr. O and his staff. Dr. O used to work for those other clinics. And he figured out what worked and he figured out what didn't. And he opened his own place so that you guys can go where you can get all the results and skip all the stuff that you just need to avoid. That's the good people at Apollo Men's Health. Two locations near downtown Houston, so they're conveniently located to serve you. And the best thing is that it's everything. It's from a full body composition analysis to figure out what your body fat is and what you need to do to work on. A diet proposal so that they can put you on a plan so that you know how to lose weight. To cutting edge testosterone therapy and hormone therapy for both men and women. From doing it yourself at home and administering the shots yourself, to coming in weekly to the clinic, to cutting-edge pellet testosterone therapy, which is every 6 months is the only time you have to go in and you still reap all the benefits of the weekly visits. They do it all for you, and if you're honest with them, they're going to get results for you, and that's what you want to hear. All you do is set up your first appointment. You can do it online, apollomh.com, or you can call 832-664-9966. Either way, when you book that first appointment, you're going to find out most major insurance is accepted, discounts for military personnel and first responders. Mention my name and ESPN Radio. Free in-body exam on your initial visit. Then just be honest with them. When they ask you questions, give them honest answers. They're going to get you results. They're going to treat you like you want to be treated and get you where you need to go. They're good people doing great things. Check them out today. The good people at Apollo Men's Health. Y'all have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on the Press Box.
ESPN 97.5.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.